Welcome to the show. Today's guest is Peter Muir, Artistic Director of Roll Initiative Theatre Company, an independent theatre company based in Moreton Bay and North Brisbane, with a bold mission, creating real professional opportunities for young and emerging performers right here in our own backyard. Peter and his company are making waves this May as part of the Anywhere Festival 2026, bringing not only one, but two wildly different productions to Brisbane and Moreton Bay audiences. First up, there's Punk Rock Potter, and in the other corner, Oedipus, The End of the Line. Two shows, two completely different worlds. One company determined to prove that ambitious, professional theatre doesn't only happen in the big city. Peter Muir, welcome to 101.5 FM's podcast.
I'm glad to be here, Rosemary.
Now, tell us, who is Peter Muir and what is the role of Roll Initiative Theatre Company?
Oh, who is Peter Muir? That's one of the existentialist questions, isn't it? Okay, who am I? So I'm a writer, actor, producer. I'm a props mask maker, puppeteer maker. That's all in my spare time, and I'm not working full time as an educator, parent, two kids, and I think spouse of a loving partner. But Roll Initiative Theatre Company is a small independent theatre company based in Moreton Bay in North Brisbane, which are founded with some graduating high school students of mine after a conversation with our now resident writer, Ryan Christopher. That was at the start of 2024.
So a little bit busy, I'm thinking.
Oh, well, there hasn't been a lot of sleep, let's just say that.
I reckon. So, Peter, with the Anywhere Festival, tell us how you became involved and some of the wonderful things that are going to be happening.
So there are so many shows with Anywhere Festival. Moreton Bay in particular is such a fantastic opportunity for artists in the region to showcase not only their talents but also to workshop new ideas as well. And we have so many community centres all around Moreton Bay that the fabulous cultural arts people over in Moreton Bay Council have organised for us all.
Yeah.
It's just such a fantastic opportunity for artists in general. So we have two shows in the festival this year. So we have Punk Rock Potter, which is a children's show, which is not to be confused with the young wizard with a scar on his face. This is Beatrix Potter, but the punk rock twist.
Yeah.
And our other show, which is more for our grown-ups and for our older teens who maybe study in high school, is Oedipus, End of Line. It's a trilogy of Greek plays, Oedipus Rex, Oedipus and Colonus, and Antigone, all in one 90-minute performance.
It certainly sounds as though it is well and truly heavily impacted with a whole lot of interesting things, Peter. Just give us a bit of an idea. Let's go back to the Punk Rock Potter. Just give us a snippet of that, and then we'll go to the End of the Line, hey?
Okay, so Punk Rock Potter, so I came up with the idea for Beatrix Potter children's theatre show around 8 or 9 years ago after hearing the story of her on Radio National, actually, which sent me into, if you excuse the pun, down a rabbit hole into Beatrix Potter's life. And so she was a naturalist, she's a conservationist. She's renowned for her scientifically accurate illustrations of plants, animals, fungi, and then her stories as well, which drew me mostly to them was the way she didn't shy away from difficult or even gruesome topics. And I was writing the original play, and then I thought, well, actually, we can do better than this. We can bring this into the 21st century with giving it a bit of a punk rock twist. So we've added some music from the late 70s to the early 2000s, and we're trying to be as,
family-friendly,
family-friendly, but also attempting to break some taboos, let's just say that. So that's where some of the joy comes and the comedy comes from as well.
Okay. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. Now, come around to our Greek tragedy, hey? That'll be pretty interesting. And you said, Peter, that's more toward adults, but I believe children can be involved as well.
Yes, so we're thinking late teens, those that are studying Oedipus or Sophocles or even other Greek playwrights in high school as well, which we typically do around our senior years as well. We highly recommend it for those students to come and watch a show. So this particular show, it's the trilogy, Oedipus Rex, Oedipus and Colonus, and Antigone all crammed together into a 90-minute performance in three acts. So classical text, text from Sophocles is super popular in Southeast Queensland, and as is Shakespeare. Shakespeare is, I was very surprised when I returned to Brisbane just how popular Shakespeare itself was.
Yes.
In this community. So as a performer, there's nothing like working with heightened text. The plays themselves are 2,500 years old, but they come from an oral tradition that's several millennia older than that even. So these stories exist to explore human condition, the philosophical discussions of fate versus free will, how to live a good life, and the tragic cost of ambition, particularly in this story.
Now, is there a hint of comedy there at all, Peter?
Oh, no. This is a Greek tragedy.
This is serious
there is
stuff.
No comedy. This is
serious.
Nothing good happens to any of our characters. This is Greek theatre.
Yep.
Everybody dies, all of our heroes do. I don't think it's a spoiler to say that.
No.
It's 2,500 years old.
And listen, this is a pitch for 90 minutes of Greek tragedy, and for somebody who thinks theatre isn't for them, I reckon it probably is, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, it's important for our performers to have some versatility and also... for the audience as well, it's 90 minutes Greek tragedy. You're not just getting one play, you're getting three all crammed together.
Okay.
Plus there's beer. Yeah. We have a bar. You can bring drinks in.
Good on you. Now, listen, with your pathway and I'll get the word right in a moment, Peter. With your pathways and creative ambition, tell us a bit about this.
For our cast in particular, it's about getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So they are young performers, and we as performers and artists, we spend probably half our careers working for free.
Yep.
Or for exposure, but exposure doesn't pay the bills.
No.
And people often say that we should do it for the love of the art. Well, we do. We do it for the love of the art, which is why people like me and tens of thousands of dollars in hex debt in order to hone our skills, become experts at it. We don't do this because we have a choice. We do this because we can't imagine our lives being any different, being better without it, I should say.
Okay.
So what we should be doing is making sure that our cast members are at least taking a cut at the door and they get valued for the work that they perform.
Okay, because we all certainly expect that, don't we?
Exactly.
In the everyday
world. You wouldn't ask a bricklayer to build you an entrance way for exposure, right? No, that's a lot of labour that goes into that, and a lot of hard work.
And Peter, before I let you go, give us the big picture. What's happening there?
Look, I think the art industry is thriving, and there's a lot of interest from the broader public. But I think it requires more time by artists themselves in engaging and building that community as well.
Yeah.
Not only just for the artists, but their audience members as well. Moreton Bay has a massive arts community, but because in Moreton Bay, it's such geographically such a huge region. It's such a big area, and all the villages are all these satellites, and they all have their own little hubs. I think there really needs to be a connection between each of those, and building those connections is going to be so important for us, and I think that's part of our role.
Yeah. And Peter, sort of wishing that schools, government and the broader community understood better about what independent theatre companies get up to like yours, I mean, surely... You know, they could contribute more to that.
Absolutely. Look, for every dollar that's invested in the arts, it returns at least $2 back to the community.
Good.
So the arts in Australia, arts in Australia contribute more than $67 billion to the economy, and that doesn't include the hospitality that's connected to that. So people travel to go and see a show.
Yeah.
They might stay in a hotel. They'll go out for dinner. They'll go and buy a drink at a bar beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a flow-on effect from that. People don't just go see a play. They go and have an experience.
Yeah.
And there's a flow-on effect through different, not just the entertainment industry, but also through the hospitality and tourism as well.
Yeah.
So I think that there needs to be a greater evaluation of what the arts can contribute, not to mention the immeasurable impacts of the social, emotional and connection that it builds as well.
Peter, what message would you give out now to a young person in the region who is thinking about theatre work and, you know, how do they get a start?
Do it. Yep. Take a class. Join a community theatre group. Get hands-on experience. They're the first things you do. If you're still at school, Join a drama class or start a drama club. Okay, the important thing is to start playing and to build that enthusiasm and build your community.
Yep, yep. And in closing, before I let you go, because I know you're ready to whip off to school, where can people find these shows and follow along with the Role Initiative Group and what you're getting up to next?
Yeah, so you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok.
Yep.
Just search for Role Initiative Theatre Company and we'll be the first things to show up there. Also, Anywhere Festival at anywhere.is, you'll be able to find both of our shows, the series for both of them, for Punk Rock Potter and Oedipus End of Line. And we have our two shows for Punk Rock Potter this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at Narangbar Community Centre and North Lakes Community Centre and Oedipus End of Line. We have our Brisbane run at this weekend at Newmarket Hall, and we have we're at the Hills District Community Centre this Saturday.
Okay, so basically get online and all the information will be there. Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely.
And, Peter, I think we need to talk to you quite a whole lot more, you know, because the more we get this out to the community, of course, the more people are going to become involved and enjoy what you guys do. So I'm getting a little bit excited about this Everywhere Festival because there's a whole lot of wonderful things happening and you're part of it, and we do certainly thank you for that. And Peter, we thank you for joining us here on 101.5 this morning as well, and good luck. Let's hope it's bigger than Ben Hur, hey?
Thank you so much, Rosemary.
All right. Thank you, Peter. That's two unmissable shows, one festival, zero excuses for not going, and whether you're bringing the kids to the punk rock chaos of Beatrice Potter in the mosh pit or braving the raw, gripping intensity of Oedipus, the end of the line, just go. Peter, you gave us an update of this performance, so thank you very much for that. The Anywhere Festival is exactly what it sounds like, theatre breaking out of the building and into the community. Get along there, discover something new, and support the incredible local artists making it happen. Peter Muir, thank you again for joining us today, for the work that you're doing, for the young artists that you're championing, and for bringing this much ambition to our region. We are here for it. This is 101.5fm.com.au podcast.